So let's finish out just commenting briefly about anal cancer. And Bert, we asked you to respond to a clinical situation that was submitted to us. 39-year-old man, confirmed HIV infection, presents with a 4 centimeter anal mass that proves to be squamous cell cancer, no metastasis. What therapy would you recommend, and would you be comfortable using capecitabine instead of 5-FU?
The short answer about the capecitabine is no. You know, at this point, I think sort of like testicular cancer, this is a disease where you don't mess with the regimen because it's been very successful, and so it's really continuous infusion 5-FU and mitomycin is a clearly important component. The HIV issue is important here because, you know, in the past we were worried about the myelosuppression of mitomycin in patients with HIV, but, you know, assuming the patient is well managed from the standpoint of antiretroviral therapy, that really doesn't seem to be a problem. In other words, we don't see more complications or infectious complications in our HIV population any more than our non-HIV population. So mitomycin 5-FU with radiation would be my recommendation for a patient like this.
Axel?
I agree.
Anything new, Alan, in anal cancer?
Well, the disappointment that what we thought would be advances aren't, so the use of platinum. I do think there's a possibility that EGFR antibodies may make an impact, although so far, no. I think the problem, as Bert alluded to, when you hit a home run in your first at-bat in the major leagues, it's tough to have an encore. And now, it is clear, though, that not all these patients are created equal. So the size of the mass, we don't cure a subset of patients, and those are the patients we need to focus on. But the patients with garden variety anal cancer, I think it's hard to advance beyond where we are now.
This concludes our special Web Extra audio segment. Special thanks to the faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special Clinical Investigator Think Tank on GI cancers.